Blog Talk Radio.
Going to start the show. There seems to be a problem with our sound bed, so it's what it is. Here we go. No, we've got technical. Hey, everybody, this is Larry Batson broadcasting from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, here on Wild World, and we seem to have a little issue with our whole computer board. There we go.
Hi, everyone. This is
from the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Hello, it's finally work. Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana, also part of the Arctic Circle today. This is Larry Batson. Welcome to Wild World on this magical network that sometimes doesn't always work on Blog Talk Radio. My gosh. And it's the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. The honorable, distinguished, on time, Dr. Henry Day. Hello, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson. You're breaking up just a little bit.
That figures.
Say again.
So what's going on your end, Dr. Day?
Well, as you know, it is quite cold. We're hitting around 23 degrees this afternoon. This morning it was around 10. Tomorrow morning it's going to be below zero. So staying in the house as much as possible.
There you go. Well, it's magical. We did not receive all that snow. They did. I heard anywhere from 4 to 18 inches of snow. So we just got a couple of inches, so, hey, that's all good. So are you ready, Doc?
Yeah. I am. Do you want to introduce our guest today?
Well, I was going to bring that up in conversation because we've got a couple of things that we need to discuss today, which are very, very important. Our longtime broadcaster, Bruce Munson, is with us all the way from Muncie, Indiana. We're going to have a fantastic show today. It's quite the personality.
Hey,
I think he has a golden voice. I think he could read the telephone book and it'd be interesting. So
it hasn't been so far. I've never gotten more than halfway through it. What I have found, it has a heck of a cast of characters, but not much of a plot. That's in my experience with it. That's what I found. Anyway, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, how can life? Yeah, I'm telling you. Are you ready, Doc?
Let's do it.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Well, we're going to start out somewhere warm today. Now, if you're heading down to South Florida in the near future, first off, we hate you.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
I second that.
All right. We're going to stop in Key West. Now, city officials have taken steps towards the banning of the sale of sunscreen containing oxybenzone and octinoxate, which are considered to be harmful to the coral reefs there. So if you're heading to the south, come up with a different game plan because you're not going to be able to buy the suntan lotions. And that's a good idea. If it's harming the reefs, then stop wearing it.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. I'm telling.
But, yeah, we're still upset that we're heading to Florida.
Yeah, we don't
all
like
right.
those.
Heading off to Baltimore, Maryland, where a scientist kidnaps a toad. A St. Johns Hopkins University scientist hit the gym soon after returning from South Africa and discovered an endangered toad that had stowed away in her sneaker.
Now, in the background, are we hearing a parrot kind of expressing lust for the toad? I'm not clear on what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, as you'll see as we do the show, we just might have
right.
to take
okay.
them in the room, but we'll see.
All right.
Here we've got a Johns Hopkins University scientist with a toad in her sneaker.
Is that a toad in your sneaker, or are you just? Well, never mind.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
All right. It's time to hang out with some wahinis. We're heading to Kona, Hawaii. An annual humpback whale count in Hawaii will take place despite the federal government shutdown. Yeah, this is going all across the state. Zoos, I mean, just everything is having problems with our forests. So let's either get that wall built or do something else.
You know, we started on that, Dr. Frank.
Yeah, exactly. All right, grab some peanut butter and head to Cannon Beach, Oregon. Huge numbers of moon jellyfish have washed up as far as the eye can see around the Haystack Rock.
How many?
Hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds. This is going on a lot in Florida, too. The beaches there, water temperature changing. The jellyfish are coming in along with the, as reported last week, the Portuguese man of war.
Oh.
Are there Portuguese?
All right.
Do they have
now,
Portuguese women? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Technology.
Yes.
Technology won't always let a fella chime. Do they have Portuguese women of war? I've never heard of one. I don't know.
Well, it's a jellyfish that its bell grows outside the water, so it hardens and becomes like a float, a bubble above the surface of the water. Still has tentacles.
I see.
But I'm sure there has to be Portuguese women of war because there wouldn't be any more mans of war.
You would think so. You would think.
That makes sense, Bruce.
It makes total sense.
All right. Now, here's some good news out of Miami, Florida. Wildlife officials have removed the ospreys in the Florida Keys from the state's list of imperiled species.
Great. We can eat them again.
That's
oh,
right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, those are fish eating.
I was in South Carolina at Manatee, which is this giant lake in the middle of South Carolina, fishing. And there were so many ospreys, it was absolutely basically about everything that we went by that was the lake killed stumps. It was amazing, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, we're glad to hear that they're doing much better there.
Yeah,
and the African Grey is doing Tchaikovsky's 12th Overture for us.
Oh,
all right. We're off to Billings, Montana. Now, wildlife advocates are asking the state officials to ban trapping along the Idaho state line to protect the Northern Rockies fisher, which is a cat-sized predator there related to the marten and part of the weasel family. Very beautiful creature. I don't think we need to be trapping them.
I knew the weasel family quite well. In fact, I've represented several of them here in my law practice in Muncie.
I can believe that. All right, well, stock up on cocktail sauce if you live in North Carolina. Scientists say the warmer waters are sending shrimp further north, contributing to surging hauls of shrimp off the coast there in North Carolina. Yeah, buddy, it's going to be, if you love shrimp, that's where you need to be.
Hey, can we back up to the Rocky Mountains for just a moment?
Sure.
And that fisher, the fisher that was involved in that story related to the Weasel
right.
family. if the Fisher is related to the Weasel family, then that must also mean that he is related to the Stoat. Can either of you tell me whether there is a difference, and if so, what the difference is between a weasel and a stoat?
Well, a stoat is an ermine in the summer.
Well, it would be then. It'd be a relative.
It's an ermine?
Yeah, ermine and stoat are the same creature.
I didn't know that. I had heard that a weasel and a stoat were the same creature. But I guess I'm happy to hear that the stoat is up amongst them, if it's an ermine part-time.
Well, the weasel family's quite extensive. I mean, from wolverines, badgers, mink, weasels, different species of, and as well as ermine, fishers, pine martens, all in the same family. All have something in common. Pound for pound, probably the toughest animals we have on this planet. Fearless.
Really? I agree.
Yeah. Wow. Fearless.
Wow.
I can still remember a story from a mink farmer, and one mink had escaped, and he was looking for several cattle in this field, and he said the mink was stalking the calf. So it did show you.
That's insane.
Exactly. Well, that's like a wolverine can bring down a full-grown moose.
That's right.
Is that a fact? I didn't know that.
Yes, they will.
Well, it's just another way. It's just nature's variation on that theme. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
So,
amen.
And you can apply it. Yeah.
So true. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, still steer clear of this story. Anchorage, Alaska. Now, we don't usually do domestic animals, but today I have to. A rodeo cow has evaded capture for 6 months as she wanders the trails of Alaska's biggest city. Now, the cow's owner says Betsy, who is 3 years old, busted out of a pen before participating in the events at a Father's Day rodeo in Anchorage. Yes, she's been loose since Father's Day.
But how many cows can possibly be walking the streets of Anchorage?
Exactly. And she seems to be enjoying herself.
Well,
they're trying to. They're trying to put a sign on her that says "Eat more chicken."
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about chicken. Go ahead, Bruce.
I just wondered if the animal rights people, the PETA folks, have objected to Chick-fil-A's campaign, the "Eat More Chicken" campaign, because after all, that campaign depicts cows as illiterate. I just think it's defamatory towards cows.
Well, Bruce has a great point there.
That's a good point. I can see why he's a lawyer now.
Yeah.
his closing argument's amazing.
All right, well, how do you like your chicken prepared?
Well, I do prefer it cooked.
Yeah.
Even though
too.
I come from a long line of sideshow geeks, I prefer mine cooked.
That's the best way to have it. Well, you know, just a few days ago in Atlanta, Georgia, the chicken was a little overcooked on Monday when a tractor trailer carrying 20 tons of frozen chicken caught fire in a highway tunnel under a runway at Atlanta's airport. Now, if you've ever been to Atlanta's airport, it's bad enough just the way it is, let alone having 20 tons of chicken on fire.
There's no question. There's no need for flaming chicken in Atlanta, that's for sure. Had an uncle who would insist that when you die, it doesn't matter whether you're headed for heaven or hell, your soul is going to be routed through Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can actually see that, yeah.
I can too. That's some good eating there, I bet, that highway chicken on from a gas fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rick. All right, let's do the local news. Now, everybody knows, or I hope you know, that there's a super blood wolf moon tonight. Now, and eclipses like this don't happen every day, so Butler University wants to make sure that Hoosiers get a good look at the one tonight. The Holcomb Observatory and Planetarium is opening its doors for special shows and access to its telescopes. So if you want to see an amazing thing, Butler University is the place to go. The Holcomb Observatory.
And what is the approximate time frame for that? When's the optimum time to see it?
It begins tonight around 9:30 Eastern Standard Time and will be completely full. I believe it's around 12:22 before it starts to phase out again.
Wow.
So this is, the moon is as closest to the Earth as it ever is, and it's just going to be spectacular. Sky's supposed to be clear tonight, so hope for some good viewing. All right, Bruce, it's time to play Larry's favorite game.
Yes?
Oh,
who's gotten older?
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, I'm afraid that Bruce is going to be really good at this. And Larry sucks so bad, so I don't think you'll have a
if it involves getting older, if it involves any form of crustiness, I'm your Huckleberry, which is itself a crusty thing to say.
All right, we're going to start off today, Who's Gotten Older, with singer-songwriter Bobby Goldsboro. Burl had a birthday this past week.
Oh, my Lord.
How old is Bobby Goldsboro?
I'm going to go with 78, which, as fate would have it, happens also to be the RPM of his first record.
How appropriate. I'll say 73 in honor of Bobby Goldsboro because of my radio work on Radio Miles 9.1 FM in Lebanon, that I never again have to call up a Bobby Goldsboro record.
We'll see the tree, how big it's grown.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you that Bruce hit it right on the head. Bobby
You're
turned
kidding.
78
it
on Friday.
It was a guess. I'll be darned.
All right. Our next contestant on this is country singer Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, that's Well,
so we're guessing his age?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me think. I'm going to go with 82.
Oh, my Lord. He's probably close. I'll say 75.
Oh, Mr. Batson got this one. He turned 76 January 16th, Wednesday. All right, we're tied up, gentlemen. One for one. All right, you remember country singer Jim Stafford? Jim had a birthday this week, too.
Yes.
We're talking spiders and snakes.
Indeed. Indeed.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I'll go 79 on Jim Stafford. That might be a little too long in the tooth.
Yeah.
But I'll go with it just for the sake of finality.
Okay. I will say 81.
Well, he's going to be mad at both of you. Jim turned 75 this week.
75. Okay. Much more plus. By the way.
We've got to give that one, too. It's 2-1 Bruce. All right.
Quick moment of trivia while we're on the topic of Jim Stafford. Quick trivia.
Okay.
I believe, what comic, and I'll rephrase it in a moment if there's not an instant answer, what comic got his start as a roadie for Jim Stafford? Okay, no instant answer, so I'll rephrase
Steve
the question.
Martin.
What watermelon-smashing comic got his start as a roadie for Jim Stafford?
Wow. Had no idea.
Yeah. I think I'm telling the truth. I don't think I fabricated that out of whole cloth, but, I think it's true.
Wow.
Nope. So what was that, Dr. Day?
What's that?
Who was that? What was the name of that company that smashed watermelons?
Gallagher.
Gallagher.
I don't know what his full name is, but he went by Gallagher.
Yeah, Gallagher. Yep. Okay.
All right, let's see. Our next celebrity is, if you're a smooth operator, tell me how old Sade is.
Ooh. Well, she could be. I'm going to guess she is not a day older than 59.
I think she's a little older than that. I'll say 70.
Ooh. Well, Bruce was right. She was 59 earlier this week, but she turned 60 on Wednesday.
So she, by my calculations, would be 5 days older, 4 days older than 59. Oh,
that's
wow.
Correct. That would
well,
be correct.
Okay. I was close.
All right. Now, I threw this one in for Shelley Leibowitz, singer Jack Jones.
Jack Jones. My, 101.
He's got to be in his 80s. I'm going to go 85 on him.
All right. Well, I'm afraid Bruce got you again. He was 81 on Monday.
Oh,
81.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. Well, we'll do one more. This one might be a little, you guys, might, we'll give Larry one more chance. Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Of Kiss.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm. Is Larry going to take the first shot at this one?
Yeah, I was.
It doesn't matter. He'll be wrong. So.
I was because I know I'm more than likely to lose, so I'll say 68.
Wow. Well, Jack would be very happy with you. You turned 81 this past week.
No.
Stanley is 81? Holy moly. I knew every number of that band was eligible for Social Security, but that's abusing the privilege. That's unthinkable. Wow.
All right. Well, let's do the fact of the day, and we will get Bruce on. Okay. Here's our fact of the day. In Alaska, while it is legal to shoot bears, waking a sleeping bear for the purpose of taking a photograph is prohibited.
Oh,
yeah. That's priorities for you. Yeah.
That's the Wild World News for January the 20th. You can shoot them.
You can shoot them, but don't disturb their slumber. Oh, no. That makes enormous sense.
Once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. All the, this sounds incredible with that funny panel. I just can't believe it. And as always, our underwriter is SRI Records, srirecords.com. What an amazing label. From Kool & the Gang, Hall & Oates, Little Richard, it's all there. And on the SRI label site, you can actually listen to the recording, the entire recording, without having to purchase it. Shelley Leibowitz, our underwriter, we absolutely do love him. Here on Blog Talk.
and have a good time.
In the Broadcast Hall of Fame, they lock it up each night. I can't get in it. So, you know, the reality is just about everybody that's in it probably deserves to be there more than I do, for no other reason, the fact that most of the inductees are people who have spent all of their lives in broadcasting. Now, I spent portions of my life in broadcasting, but I've done other things, and I've been out of radio longer than I was ever in it. So I'm probably not a suitable prospect for that, which is okay, because the ones that are in there, I've been very pleased to have had the ability to recommend a couple folks for inclusion, and certainly it wasn't my recommendation that got them there. They deserved it, and I was, in each case, one of several voices, many voices, urging the inclusion of Chris Connor and Bill Shirk. And both of those guys absolutely belong in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. But I'm not sure that a guy who dabbled in it like I did belongs there, to be honest with you. But it's a very kind thought, just the same.
Well, how many years were you on morning radio on WNAP?
Morning on NAP, I did that for about, and that's assuming I can remember correctly. I don't think I started doing mornings until 76 or 77, and I left NAP in late 79. So 3 or 4 years was all I did the mornings. I worked part-time there, weekends and such, for a couple of years prior to that, 3 or 4 prior to that. But then I disappeared. I relapsed into radio in the mid-80s for a couple of years at what was then WENS.
Yeah.
Well, that station existed with those call letters. But then I just slunk away to Muncie, where I've practiced law for a bit too many years. So, you know, I wouldn't trade the time in radio for anything. I wish I had appreciated it then the way I appreciate it in retrospect. But it's human nature, perhaps, to take things for granted when you're experiencing them in real time.
Yeah.
But I sure, well, I would give anything to return to those times.
Well, I will tell you, radio has really evolved thanks to the internet and these magical networks that are across with these podcasts. Because I even on Sunday morning today, they were talking about that. About the, how mm-hmm. the podcast, tens of thousands of them. And I think what we do here on our show is kind of like old school have fun radio. You know, it's no format.
I agree. I agree. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, I do too. And our listeners have told us they enjoy that. So, and I have a wonderful guest like yourself. My gosh, this is, it makes our task so easy. Because I know you've probably interviewed lots of folks over the years on radio. And those one word answers will kill you.
You know, they will, but most people, I have found, most people like to talk enough that that's seldom a problem.
Well, that's true. No, I don't know. It's somebody like yourself just has the gift so much that radio has really been time for that short time. That's I think that's amazing that the legacy you built in such a short period of time.
Well, it's very kind, and I was so fortunate to be where I was at a time when the planets were just all lined up the way they were to make that whole phenomenon happen. And from Jim Hilliard on down, everybody at Fairbanks Broadcasting just brought together a unique array of talents and energies like I've never seen anywhere else. And I was blessed to be there.
Well, it was. And Tom Cochran and Chris Connors, you mentioned before, and it was just, it was magical. And of course, now with the Bob and Tom show, they took it, I won't say they took it to another level, but an interesting level, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no denying the phenomenon that they are.
Yeah.
I started to say were with Bob's retirement, but present tense, they are, they were and are phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the radio, what was your favorite part about doing radio, Bruce?
The guys I had an opportunity to work with, the people I had an opportunity to work with, Chris Connor, Tom Cochran, Buster Bodine, and numerous others that it would take all day to list them all, and I'd omit somebody and then beat myself up over it. But it was just a remarkable collection of personalities.
Oh, it was. Absolutely. You know, I was thinking, Dr. Day, we were talking about Bruce not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we are in the Radio Hall of Fame, excuse me, I'm ahead of myself, but we have a friend from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that probably would have some insight on this, and we'd have to get a hold of a good friend, Dave Davies, lead guitarist for the Kinks here on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
You with us, Dave?
And there you have it.
Hey.
You know, I'm always here. You always ask me every time, Dave, you're there. You know, I listen to the show every time. We go through this every week. Okay, I've got a question for you then. Would you rather be trapped in a closet with a skunk or an insurance salesman?
I'm thinking. Can you give us an hour to get back to you on that? I don't think that's something you can just answer from the hip, because you could be wrong.
Look, you can tell me later in the show then.
Fair enough.
So great to be in the Rock and Roll.
No, wait. No, I can give you the answer right now. I'll choose the skunk Because the skunk only assaults one of the senses.
I think he's got that right, Larry. The other spruce is pretty for the guy.
Yeah. Right, Dave, whatever you said, I totally agree. Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Yes,
Dave.
Yes.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. Indeed. It's an honor, sir.
I don't know what happened. Sorry. My buttons aren't working today. Henry, Doc?
Yep.
Thank Dave for his input.
Yes, we did. We thank Dave. We appreciate him listening and for his input every week.
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed.
Well, oh my God, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Wild World with Bruce Munson, Larry Batson, and Dr. Henry Day on Blog.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful night, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the fellas go, I know why. Simply because that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take me.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Newports. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.
And of course, Wild World is brought to you by SRI Records. Make sure you check out the site, srirecords.com. Lots of great music. It's jazz, blues, rock, country. Amazing assortment. Well, as we mentioned earlier, you can listen to the tracks in their entirety without having to actually purchase them. We also want to remind everyone, check out our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. It tells about our wildlife rescue work that we do, also our wildlife programs. It's all there, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. So we prepared some special questions today, Bruce, for you. Questions that make you
Lord.
Huh. So I knew you'd probably have opinions on stuff, and this will probably all go viral. So we'll see what happens. But
is it an open book quiz? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Because my life is an open book, so what the heck? All right.
I know, absolutely. Okay. Metallica or The Association?
I'm so old school. I'm not old school. I'm ancient school. I'd go with the association.
Oh, well, does that surprise you, Dr. Duff?
No.
No. Myself.
No, but
to tell you the truth, I feel exactly the same way. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Samantha of Twitch or Morticia of the Adams Family?
Ooh, that is so. That's an unfair question because it's too tough. And if I could answer both, I would. But being the white bread little American boy I am, I'd go with Samantha on Bewitched.
I second that. Dr. Day?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see, that's tough.
Yeah, that's
Samantha. Yeah, Samantha.
Yeah. I apologize for throwing that in here. Go ahead, Dr. Day.
No, I just said Samantha. I have to agree with you guys.
Did you have a question? Yeah.
Marianne
now,
or David?
By choosing Samantha, we're not in any way belittling Morticia. We're not belittling Carolyn Jones, who was stellar in the role of Morticia.
And she was hot as well. I mean.
Indeed. No question. No question.
I think it was that nose twinkle thing that made Samantha so appealing. I don't know.
It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt one bit.
Go ahead, Dr. Day.
Oh, well, I just, the classic is Marianne or Ginger.
Oh, that's too easy.
And I'm in the Marianne camp. Again, it's Middle America. I owe it to Middle America to choose Marianne. Plus, I had a real life girlfriend named Marianne, so that helps.
We met Marianne in person, and she was just as special and nice as she was on Gilligan's Island. So I would have to say Marianne.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
She was a doll.
When I lived in Tampa, there right before you get to John's Pass, there's a bird sanctuary. And Jim Backus, Thurston Howell III, opened this bird sanctuary and dedicated it to Don Wells, who was Marianne. And it's still there.
Wonderful.
As you're driving down past Tampa. You'll see a giant wooden pelican out near the street. And it's that's about all there is to mark this place. But it's really nice. They take donations. But you'll see that Jim has dedicated it to Marianne.
I'm glad to hear that. I think that's a very nice thing. Have either of you ever heard the Jim Backus blooper tape? There's some audio floating around the internet. I think if you Google the phrase Jim Backus blooper, you can find it. It's probably too profane for this program, but he does a bad take on a commercial and proceeds to beat himself up in a borderline obscene manner that's fairly entertaining.
I'll be checking that out as soon as we finish.
I recommend it. I recommend it, and you might follow it up with a Casey Kasem chaser. There's one of Casey Kasem doing the same thing. So anyway.
Yeah,
there's probably some Mr. Magoo bloopers out there too.
Oh,
one.
Well,
that I didn't know. But okay.
You know.
You mean Jim Backus as Mr. Magoo?
Yeah.
Because he was just cussing himself as Jim Backus on the one I heard. It would be interesting to hear him cuss himself as Mr. Magoo.
And you know, still even to this day, one of the greatest Christmas specials ever was Mr. Magoo's Christmas. That was so many years ago, and they don't even air it anymore, I don't think. So, it was Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, excuse me. Fantastic.
I'm not
familiar with that.
I've never been exposed to it.
Nor I.
Oh, it has music in it. It's absolutely wonderful, and there's jazzy little tunes that make you tap your toe and snap your fingers, and it's just my gosh. Okay, here's one that was submitted by by my wife Cheryl. Is that okay, Cheryl? Never mind. She's in the other room. Massive big bums or giant lips?
Well, I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I guess I'll have to. I guess I'm going to have to take a bum steer on this one. I don't know.
I'm going for both.
I'm not even going to comment on it I think that's the way to go. It's okay. This is a rather this should be a really thinking question. Vacation on a beach in the Caribbean or the deluxe tour of San Quentin?
Well, I've been on a beach in the Caribbean, most enjoyable, but I've never been on a tour of San Quentin, so I'd choose the one I haven't experienced. It's like the actress Tallulah Bankhead once said, when I'm confronted with a choice between two evils, I go with the one I haven't tried yet.
That makes absolutely.
That was also. It was also W.C. Fields who said, "Was a woman that drove me to drink. I never got around to thanking her."
Yes, indeed. God bless him.
God bless W. Another very poignant question. Barry Manilow or Ozzy Osbourne?
Here, I must betray my American heritage and go with Oz. I'll go with Ozzy. I'll go with Ozzy on this one. Yeah, I'll quote Ozzy, and I'll sanitize the quote for internet radio.
Yes.
Regarding the Osbourne show, which had a lot of profanity in it, he was quoted as saying, "People who don't swear must tune in and say why those people are bleeping crazy." Well, he didn't bleep the bleeping, of course.
Yeah. I still say Ozzy's one of the funniest people in television, so.
He is a true entertainer.
Oh, he is a true. And the Jacket Ozzy Road Trip is a phenomenal piece of broadcast material. I mean, it's.
I missed them when they stopped through Muncie, which they did. Now, of course, it's been over a decade ago now. It's been about a dozen years ago. The short-lived television show Armed and Famous featured some celebrities of varying degrees as police officers on the Muncie Police Force, among them Jack Osbourne. Then and now police chief Joe Winkle, he was chief then and relatively recently became chief once again. He said if he had to hire a member of that cast to be a full-time officer, his choice would be Jack Osbourne.
Huh. What?
Yeah.
Well, he always impressed me. I always thought he'd be a nice feller. I don't know if I make a good police officer, but
he is. Yes.
Okay. Seems like I remember back to the early '70s when I had tickets to see Ozzy. It seems like I was around 72, and he was notorious for not showing up for his concerts. If I remembered right, they banned him from Indiana for a while because I'm not showing up.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, he was in trouble down in Texas for a while from the
the Alamo incident. Yes,
Alamo incident where supposedly he urinated on the Alamo and they didn't like it. So,
well,
you know, yeah, right.
Well, so, when a man's got to go, he's got to go. Now, anyway,
that's what I say, especially at this age. It's like, I see him quickly. So, yeah, it's, okay. Now, this one I do not believe will be a very difficult question for either Bruce or Dr. Day. Candy Griffith show or The Simpsons?
Again, nostalgia takes over. They're both iconic shows in their own way. But there's no place like Mayberry. I'll go with Ange.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Bruce. Andy.
Well, you know, I kind of think they sort of molded the Homer character after Otis from Mayberry.
I had never thought about that. That's an interesting premise. I couldn't disprove it. Let's put it that way.
Dr. Day, you should put your staff on that and see if we can find out.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Anyway.
And Homer Simpson at an AA meeting. I killed everybody in this place for one frosty taste of cool beer.
That was a very good Homer. That was good Homer Simpson there.
Dr. Day is so multi-talented. We're so blessed.
Didn't Homer once promise Marge a dinner that would feature a steak the size of a toilet seat?
Well, I think you're right, Bruce.
I think so. I think so.
What do you think, Homer?
I think we've lost him. I think we lost Homer.
Oh, man. Well,
sorry, I didn't mean to throw it away, Dr. Day. Well, I've gone through all... wait a minute. I did have one more question. Kareem. Strawberry or mango?
Mango the fruit or mango the pepper?
Fruit.
That isn't real. That's a misnomer. You got to go with the fruit because mango the pepper is just a misnomer for a green pepper. But I'll pick strawberry.
Yeah. Strawberry for me as well. Dr. Day?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the mango. When I lived in Panama, we had an enormous mango tree not far from the house. And they were quite delightful, but my sister was allergic to them, Lisa, and she would break out in the worst rash. She even got close to one. But I'm still going to have to pick mango.
There are people who are allergic to strawberries, though. So who knows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a nephew that was. He would break out in hives, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And it did have, when he would eat strawberries, it did have some entertainment value. I mean, you're watching him roll around in the yard and try and scratch himself to death. So it was in its own way, special. I mean, it was beyond special. So,
yeah.
All right,
well,
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Cordelette at the Indianapolis 500 on race day or the backseat of a Volkswagen?
Well, my chiropractor advises me to stay away from the Volkswagen, so yet for a host of reasons I'm going to have to go with the Volkswagen.
Yeah, I'm afraid I've visited these Cordelettes at the 500 and it's
for olfactory reasons alone, I would choose the Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Volkswagen.
Yeah, Volkswagen. Or not. That's, yeah. You got another one, Doc?
Not right off hand, but go ahead. Yep. You got one, Bruce?
A choice of that sort?
Yeah, please.
You know, you would think I'd be prepared at all times with something of that sort. Let's go with the classic of all time, the first such question ever posed: Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Oh, now we're getting serious.
Uh-huh.
I know it's going to get this serious.
It's all fun and games till somebody brings up Beatles versus Rolling Stones. You're right.
I had one thing used to say, you know, the Beatles are singing "I Want to Hold Your Hand," and the Rolling Stones were singing "I Can't Get No Satisfaction."
Indeed. And "Let's Spend the Night Together." Yeah, you're right. So,
yeah.
Good point.
I still play back and forth a lot. So I would say Beatles for me. I think I know what Dr. Dave would say as well.
It's going to have to be the Beatles for me.
The Beatles,
yeah. Well, what a wonderful show, Dr. Day, huh?
Yes, it was. We knew it was going to be entertaining. I have to tell you, I was so saddened when I found out Bruce was going off of the airwaves back in the 70s. Because he was so entertaining, so funny. It was a pleasure. Look forward to listening to him every day.
You're very kind.
Well, it's true. It's very true. And did you used to do, Bruce, now that I just thought about this, did you used to do Wolstie's Showdown at Union Station with Mark Patrick?
I did on at least one occasion, yes. Yes.
I think you were down there with Mark when we decided to take a baby camel up to that studio up the elevator. We kind of met the elevator.
Now, you would think, I don't know. I've run into so many camels in elevators. I can't remember if it was that one or not. No, I don't recall that, and I should.
Yeah. Well, the main item that I recall about that particular day was that the camel was so excited he got a little diarrhea, so it was kind of a mess all the way up that elevator to the studios of Wolfson. But then again, kind of appropriate for the show.
I guess. And could have been worse, could have been an elephant, but yes, I hear
you.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for taking up part of your day here with us. It was outstanding. Man.
Well, thank you, Larry, and thank you, Doctor. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoy it.
Bruce,
well,
since you won the Who's Gotten Older, tell him what he's won, Larry.
Well, he's won another appearance on Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Anytime.
Well, that's so kind. Man, what a great
I just
show.
Found an opening. Hey, I just found an opening in my schedule from approximately early February until late December. So let me know.
Okay. We'll do it. Absolutely.
We'll see if we can fit you in. We'd love to have you back.
From the SRI.
Indeed. Late. Pleasure.
Here's the new one from Frankie Valli, River Runs Deep, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
hold it all together. We'll walk this bumpy road and weather every storm. It's no fairy tale of true love, and nothing's gonna pull us apart. 'Cause the river runs deep, the river runs wide, powerful bridges to the other side. The river runs straight, the river runs true. It's gonna flow right now.
Hi everyone, this is Shelley Newports. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.